Upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You can get in 654-7627. You want to get in, you know what you want to talk about, you are welcome to do so. We have been going over bowl games, talking bowl games, and we will continue to do so for the remainder of the show. Let me get to Michael. Michael, how are you, Michael? Good to have you.
Well, I'm doing good. Well, want to wish your mom a happy holidays. I'll talk to y'all before then.
Absolutely, Michael. Merry Christmas, my man.
Oh, always, always. Another big game this week, Walt. You know, we got Denver coming up. It should be a great game, Walt. You got two defensive-minded teams, two quarterbacks playing pretty good right now. I think Trevor has it clicking right now. I think he's asking for it off, Walt.
That's at Denver this weekend, right?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not picking anybody against Denver in Denver, Michael. They've not lost a home game all year, and I just think they're really tough there. Trevor has played pretty well, but quite honestly, Jacksonville is 2-3 against teams with winning records. They played a lot of bad teams, and that's not what Denver is. So I like Denver in that game. I just think that I think their defense at home is too good. I think they'll turn Trevor over, and I think Denver will win as a result. I hope I'm wrong, but that's just how I see it. I think the playoffs are going to go through Denver. I think Denver, you know, they've earned that spot. I think they're going to claim that spot, and I think they're going to be hard to beat in that building. I don't think they're a great team by any means, and their margin for error isn't great. You know, I mean, even if the things I say happen, it's not like they're going to win by a lot. I mean, you're looking like 20-17, Denver, something like that. I think that's what you're going to have. Like I said, I hope I'm wrong, but what concerns me is Jacksonville has not played great against the better teams they've played, and they, quite honestly, they've played a soft schedule.
I hope you're wrong too, Walt. But you know, this Denver, like you said, that.
Yeah, I've been wrong. I've been wrong twice today, Michael. So maybe I'm going to be in a cold streak. So.
Yeah, we all been wrong. We all been wrong. But Denver, I think their last six or five games, you know, they've been one possession, so they're playing close games. So,
yeah, I mean, they're not. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not really beating people. And this the same Denver team that was down to the Giants when they had to make a comeback. So I mean, they're gettable. They're gettable. No team is invincible. Like, that was make the – I think it was what the NFL wanted. They wanted the parity. But
they got it.
You know, the Chiefs, Oh yeah, they got this year. Oh yeah, more than any year.
What, Michael? Honestly, it's been mostly ugly football. It really has. I watch it every single weekend. This is the worst year for the NFL I ever remember. Now, having said that, I think the last couple weeks it's gotten a little bit better. That Rams-Seattle thing was fun last night. Those are two pretty good teams, and obviously played a shootout of a game with the wildest two-point conversion in maybe sports history. So that's good for business. But mostly this has been a season of boring, bad football games, a lot of 14-10 type stuff between teams that just suck out loud and can't get out of their own way. I don't think there are many real quality teams, and we're going to find out, Michael, whether these teams like Denver and New England and Jacksonville, whether these teams are legitimate contenders or whether they're just frauds that have been boosted up by the fact that everybody else sucks, that Buffalo really isn't any good besides Josh Allen, that the Chiefs are out of it, that the Ravens have stunk, this type of thing.
I agree with you. And I also seen a scenario. They said it's possible. I mean, anything could happen these next 3 weeks. But the Jags, Denver, New England, 49ers, the Rams, and Seahawks could all end up 13-4.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be pretty wild. I mean, again, Michael, I'm just telling you, my Super Bowl as of today, and I've been saying this for a little bit now, but my Super Bowl is I think the Rams are going to play the Denver Broncos. That's how I see it. And I think I want Buffalo to get to the Super Bowl. I think Josh Allen, I hate to say deserves it, but I think he does. I mean, I think he drags the lifeless body of that Bills corpse of a franchise around with him, because I think Buffalo basically sucks other than Josh Allen. I think if Tua Tagovailoa quarterback Buffalo, I think they'd be a two-win football team. I just don't think they're very good, but I think Allen carries them, and I'd like to see him win a Super Bowl. But the reality for me is that I think the playoffs are going to wind up going through Denver. I think Denver's proven all year that they're not going to lose at home, and it's going to be ugly. And I think they'll get to the Super Bowl, and I think the Rams will kill them. That's what I think. I think Denver gets there, and I think the Rams beat them like 31-10.
All right. Well, one more thing. I'll take it out there. Do you think that window for Buffalo is closing?
You know, Michael, I don't think it should be closing. I mean, I don't think they've been well coached. I don't think they've been well managed. I think they've made a lot of suspect personnel decisions that have hurt them, and they've sort of left it all to their quarterback and. You know, you've seen this several times in the last few weeks where they're down like 20 points and Josh Allen has to lead them from behind, and they find a way to win like 34-31 or 35-31, these type of things. You can't play football like that in the National Football League. And you know, Allen's been just good enough to, like I said, to drag their lifeless corpse of a body around. I can't see that team win a Super Bowl or anything as they're presently constituted, no matter how good Josh Allen is. They remind me of like the old Denver Broncos with Elway, where Elway would drag these teams to Super Bowls who had no business being there, and then they'd get throttled in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. They did a terrible job building running without a go-to receiver.
Imagine having Josh Allen having no legit receiver. I mean, it's just so stupid. I mean, it's impossible. I mean, it's just bad business. So, yep, that's it, Michael. So, we'll see. Good luck to your Jags.
Yeah.
Check back Monday. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, I think Denver wins like 20-17, 20-13. I think they caused a couple turnovers. Probably an interception, fumble, whatever. I just think they're hard to beat at home. And until I see otherwise, until I see somebody beat them, I'm not picking anybody to beat them in Denver. No one's beaten them yet, so I'm just not. I'm not picking that. Looper, what's going on there, Looper?
Well, these bowl games, boy. I ought to know something was bad. I play at Capital One bowl thing every year. I ought to know something was going bad. I'm 0-7. because I had Prairie View to win the first game, you know, and they was up 30. What was it, 38 goal?
Yeah. Or something. Yeah.
I don't know if something was coming back, because, I thought, well, I got that one.
Hey, Looper, you should be proud. It's hard to go 0-7. It really is. It's like it's just as hard as going 7-0. So, you know, hey.
I thought that was a bad sign. Yeah. I had Boise State winning, and they got blew out.
You know what, Looper? You're an honest man. That's all that really matters, and you'll probably turn it around. I believe in you. You'll turn it around.
I got Oklahoma tonight. I had Troy, and that was a close game. And
yep.
Then I figured South Florida would do something, and they get beat by somebody I'd never heard of. Then I had the dang loss, Louisiana Raging Cajuns, and they get beat by Delaware Blue Hose. And then Kansas State, I had them, and they got blew out today.
Yeah.
That didn't help none.
Yeah, I unfortunately had that one, too. And they were losing 27-0 in the first quarter.
Well, I had Memphis State over NC State, but I didn't know that they'd be everybody gone.
Yeah.
They're trying to play with cheerleaders.
Yeah, that didn't help.
That coach, I didn't know. Their coach went somewhere, didn't he?
Yeah, Arkansas.
Yeah, and then I don't know who this clown was when they was behind 31-7. They started the fourth quarter, started driving. And, I mean, you behind like that, I don't think I'd be running every play, running play. Then they get down here and then had to go for it on fourth down. I said, well, that shit, it's a gone. I mean, you behind. Why are you doing running it? Start the fourth quarter and just running the ball down.
Looper, you just said something on air you can't say, and Ramona had to put you on the 7-second delay. And once you do that, we have to disconnect you. So, you're welcome to call back again. But, man, you got to watch what you say on air. I mean, again, the person that impacts is me. So, you know, like I say all the time, have some respect for me. Have some respect for Ramona. I know you didn't mean anything by it. I know it's just talk, but I can't have it. Okay. And so we don't have a choice. If you do that, we hit the 7-second delay and then we have to disconnect you. So that's where we are. All right, Ramona, let's get back to all these games, because we have a ton of games to go through. And obviously, what the Alabama game, what's the start time on the Alabama game? Do you have the start time there on that game?
No.
Okay. All right.
You asked me about the Miami game, but you didn't ask me about that one.
Well, the Miami game's tomorrow at noon, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. I'm not a schedule person. People ask me the schedule. Let me tell you about Underdog. Jake Paul steps back into the ring today. That's today. Plus, with Underdog Unwrapped, you'll unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays. They're kicking it off with a big boost for Paul's big fight on Friday night. They had a 50% boost on that deal. And my man DeVito tells me they now have a 60% boost up there. I missed that when I made the earlier play. So if there's a 60% boost, you can bet your bottom boosty that I will be playing that. Football season's in full swing. Bowl season's here. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I already gave you a couple of my Underdog plays I've made so far. One was a four-way play in which I took both kickers in the Alabama-Oklahoma game to go higher than their number. I took Oklahoma's kicker to go higher than 1.5. He's an All-American type. I took Alabama's kicker, who sucks, to go higher than 0.5, because I think that these offenses are going to bog down in the red zone, and I think you're going to see a number of field goal attempts. So I took both kickers. I played that separately because the more I thought about it, I really liked that. It's not a great payout because the Alabama kicker's number is so low. He just has to make one field goal to clear that hurdle. But I think in this game, you're almost guaranteed to hit that. I mean, I just think it's a defensive type of game, and I think it's a field goal type of game. So I really like that play. We'll see how it works out. But I'm taking both field goal kickers. And then separately, in a four-way play, I took the two kickers again, and I took Simpson to go higher than 237.5, and I took Ryan Williams to go higher than 39.5, I believe. So those are two of the plays that I have on Underdog right now. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_HTML for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. Hey, Ramona, do you have the list, the master list now of who everybody picked in the 20 games?
In the new one? I didn't see it. No, I don't have it yet.
No.
We
should, because I believe Ben and Quark were talking about it, so we should have it. And we need it. We need.
Okay, I don't have it.
Check with somebody then, because I think it's already out there. Let me get Mike in here quickly before we get a break. Georgia Tech, Mike. Mike, how are you, Mike? Good to have you.
Not so good, Walt. The sky is falling.
Why is that, Mike?
Well, all the players and the coaches are leaving.
Like,
it's terrible.
What do you mean?
Do you think Buster Faulkner did the right thing? I mean, if he stayed at Tech, he might have gone on to a head coaching job somewhere. Instead of assistant again.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Florida is an upgrade from Georgia Tech, right? I mean, so it's not. It's not a lateral. It's not a lateral move. It's a move up. So I don't really begrudge him that. I think Philo is a bigger problem. I think Philo's, as Quark suggested, I think Philo's war and peace let departure comments left a lot to be desired. And my answer to him is just don't let the door hit you on the way out. See you, buddy.
Yeah, I couldn't find those. So he did make.
Yeah.
He burned some bridges.
Well, no, he did the opposite. You know, he spoke endlessly about. You know what how much you know he loved Georgia Tech and disappointing and how much the departure hurts and all this kind of nonsense.
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought
he's overrated anyway. To be honest,
always. What's that?
He's overrated anyway. John, wait, man, John.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get somebody better.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you about Isaiah Canyon. Have you followed him any?
In terms of what?
Receiver for Tech.
Yeah, but what do you mean specifically?
Well, I'm afraid he may be going too, but.
I
think the guy he's underutilized.
Yeah, you're talking about a big-bodied receiver who has talent, and I thought he started to show up at the end of the year. Why? Are they saying he's leaving?
Yeah, exactly.
They're saying he's leaving?
No, I'm not sure of that.
Okay.
But if they – now they've got to bring in a quarterback and an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
These guys are going to trot also, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I mean it's a difficult situation to be in, and that's the nature of college football right now. I'm going to try and play something before the end of today's show to give an example of what I'm talking about from one particular coach, and several coaches have talked about this in recent days. Now they're not above the fray in this in what really amounts to the ruination of college football, other than in the marketplace. Other than in terms of what viewers are seeing, but the behind the scenes stuff is nothing but ugly and much uglier than the average fan realizes. Mike, I got to run. It was good talking to you. Merry Christmas, Mike.
Thank you.
Quick break. We'll be right back. How about this, Ramona? Our friend John actually brought us donuts.
He did.
John, man, you're the nicest human on earth, John. Thank you so much.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Top, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com.
Merry Christmas.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows, and doors, roofing and decks, siding, and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value. All in one winning play. We're family-owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game. Or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. Make this Christmas sparkle with fine jewelry for the holidays, weddings, or any occasion. Explore on-site repairs and looking to sell? We buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and sterling flatware for someone special or treat yourself. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Spartanburg, or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
For over 25 years, Estes Heating and Air has been proud to serve our community with comfort you can count on. At Estes, we believe maintenance matters. Keeping your system running smoothly not only saves money, but also keeps your family safe and comfortable year-round. We're more than just a heating and air company. We're your neighbors, focused on meeting the needs of our community with trusted service and care. Schedule your maintenance today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your community.
Newteek Boutique and Four Mignon Exchange on Pendleton Square have great new arrivals. Perfect for tailgating, refreshing your home decor, leveling up your fashion, and so much more. While you're there, be sure to check out our new fall and holiday decor items, women's boutique clothing, and gifts. Shop for yourself, a friend, or a head start on your Christmas list. It will be here before you know it. 122 East Main Street in Pendleton. Thanks for shopping at Newteek Boutique and Four Mignon Exchange.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
The night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little land. Do you see?
Texter 314, you ask a fair question, but I am not allowed to answer that question. It has nothing to do with sports, for people who are wondering. I cannot answer that question because it would reveal a hidden inside secret. Texter says, pentatonics. Yes. How is it said? Pentatonics? Is that it? Pentatonics? Yeah, yeah, they're awesome. We take all of our Christmas music very seriously. Oh, look at this, Ramona. The Tiger Guy Andy says the Alabama kicker went up to 1.5. I told you it was a good deal at 0.5. I knew that was too low. Now though, at 1.5, you'll get a lot better value if he hits two. But I don't trust him to hit two. I don't. Texas said Bama's at 8. He said, I went there and didn't see the 60% boost. Okay, so maybe it's two of us. What's going on there, DeVito? DeVito, you tell me there's a 60% boost. I'm not seeing it. Or my peeps aren't seeing it. You can get in 654-7627. All right, Ramona, what's next? Who's next? What's the next game? Oh, when we come back, it's Friday. When we come back, we're going to play the greatest version of a Christmas song of all time, period. It's the greatest version of any Christmas song in history. It's our personal favorite. We love all of our Christmas music, but we will play the long version. And we play the whole thing every year at Christmas, and we're going to play it again. So that will be when we come back from the next break, the greatest Christmas song of all time. Texas says Oklahoma 31, Bama 28. That's a lot of points. That's a lot of points in an Oklahoma-Bama game. I don't know what you're saying there, Ramona. Andy says, uh-oh, I took out at what? Oh, he said he took it at 1.5. 1.05 payout, though. Yeah, look, I get it. I mean, look, here's the thing, Andy. It's going to be a low-scoring game, in my estimation, and there are going to be more field goals than touchdowns. Therefore, even from an Alabama standpoint, it probably makes sense. Illini J. Merry Christmas, Illini J.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Walt and Ramona, and thank you very much for having me on. And
absolutely.
I guarantee you, Walt, you are going to be the one guy at WCCP that's going to get a win tonight.
I hope so, because I'm 0-2 on the day. I was good until today.
Yeah, Oklahoma's -1.5, and Vegas always says 3 points to the underdog. So, aren't you getting +3?
No. What are we playing that at, Ramona? Alabama
1.5.
Yeah. See, that's a bad. That's no good. I mean, it actually moved the other way. So, that's no good.
Well, I still think Alabama wins outright, and they win by 3. And I want to really talk about.
I tend to think that too. I think it's like 20-17 Alabama, something like that.
I'm going to go 24-20.
Okay.
Alabama.
Okay.
Green Bay and Chicago, the ugly Bears tomorrow.
I've had people call in on both sides of this game today, Ramona. We've had Bear and Packer fans. We've had dueling Bear and Packer fans.
Okay, well, I know Parsons is gone for the season, yep. And even the DC, Josh Hartley, came out and said Parsons is going to break the sack record in 2026. I think it's a little early for that.
Yeah.
But I really think the Packers have a very good chance. You know, the Packers are +1.5, but ESPN has them at 59% chance of winning. I don't get that at all. They're playing in Soldier Field, and I think the Packers do win. It's a must-win for them. But I'd like to hear your thoughts, and I'll hang up and listen
Thank
to
you,
it.
Jay.
And I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Same here, Jay. Thank you. I don't have a pick on that game. I would expect a highly competitive, close game, the black and blue division. I think either team can win. It's I don't know what the weather conditions are, but I think it's 24-21, something like that. I think it's maybe even, something probably right around that. I can't wait to see it, but I don't have a call on it. I just think it's impossible to call. Obviously a very important game for Green Bay. Look, they're all important now. It's funny because I've talked about how many teams I think can win the NCAA championship, the college football championship. And for me, I think there are six. And again, those six, the first three or four, I don't really have an order on. But like I said, I think they're Ohio State, Indiana, Texas Tech, Oregon. That's the first grouping for me. And then after that, team five for me is Georgia, and team six is Miami. Those are the six teams I think can, at least in theory, win the college football championship, win the national championship. In terms of the Super Bowl and how many teams can win the Super Bowl, I haven't really even thought about this in that respect, but how many teams can actually win the Super Bowl? I think the Rams can win the Super Bowl. I think the Seahawks can win the Super Bowl. I think if the Lions get in, they can win the Super Bowl. I actually think those are the only three teams. I don't know. Can the Eagles win the Super Bowl? I don't think so. I think their offense is so awful. It's hard to repeat. It just is. I don't think they can win the Super Bowl. Their offense is completely out of sync, and it looks awful. And I don't think you can win the Super Bowl with no offense. Their defense is good, but it's not like 85 Bears good. I don't see it with them. And if not them, and nobody from that group I just mentioned, who else can win it? Shane from Greenville says Broncos. See, I don't think the Broncos can win the Super Bowl. I think they can get to the Super Bowl. I think it's two different questions. If the question is, can they get there? I'm picking them to get there. Can they win it? I don't think they can. If I think ahead and I start thinking about potential Super Bowl teams, again, for me, I think it's the Rams. All right, out of the NFC. But whether it's the Rams or the Seahawks or the Lions, I think any of those three teams would whip Denver in a Super Bowl. I just do. I don't think Denver is ready to win a Super Bowl. I think they can get there based on home field advantage and based on the fact that everybody in the AFC sucks, because I think they basically do. Could Denver 20-17 their way to the Super Bowl? Yes. Once they get there, can they beat a team that has the talent of the Rams or even the Seahawks or the Lions? I just don't think so. So, I don't know. The way I think about it right now, it's funny, Roy, because when I first entertained this a second ago, this was just sort of live thoughts on air, sort of a stream of consciousness thing. I thought when I first started thinking about it, 2 minutes ago, I thought to myself, what are there, like 10 teams that can win the Super Bowl? And then I actually started to put it into practice and started trying to figure out, legitimately, how many do I think can? Like, for example, I've done that a million times with the college football playoff, and I think there are only six that can win it. But when I think about the Super Bowl, I think there are only three. I can see why somebody might include the Eagles, but they don't look like Super Bowl material right now to me. They don't. Texas said Bo Nix isn't good enough. I think that's right. I think the Nix isn't good enough yet, and I don't think their offense is good enough. I just don't. I mean, if you go up against the Rams and Matthew Stafford and Puka Nacua and all that, all these weapons, you're going to have to score. I mean, last night the Rams and the Seahawks played a, what is it, 38-37 game? You're going to have to score to beat those teams. Can the Broncos score? I realize that they'll be able to hold those teams down a little bit from what they're accustomed to scoring, but you're still going to have to score. You know, and Bronco fans will probably point to Peyton Manning and win the Super Bowl that way. I don't think it's the same thing. I think, to me, you had a quarterback there who had been down that road many times. You don't have that here. You have a newbie quarterback who hasn't been down this road. I don't think the Broncos' road culminates a pot of gold. Again, can they get there? Yes. Jamie from Easley says Steelers. No, I don't think the Steelers are good enough either. I just don't. Texas says Denver Tiger here. Defense has really been Broncos key. Besides that wild Giants comeback, he's not scoring on demand like a Super Bowl winner does nowadays. Right. Again, look, I have tremendous respect for what Denver's done. All right, they've been really good. They find a way to win every game at home. I have respect for Bo Nix. I have tremendous respect for Sean Payton. I think that franchise has a lot of things going for them right now. I just don't think that they're ready to step up in weight class and win a Super Bowl. Again, I think they can get there. In fact, I think they're going to get there because I think the playoffs are all going through Denver. And I don't think any of those AFC teams, I mean, again, who's the next best AFC team? If Denver's in that mix, who else is there? Well, I guess there's New England and Buffalo and who? The Jaguars, Houston, based on defense. I mean, those are the other candidates. Are any of those teams likely to go to Denver and win? I guess you might say Buffalo, but again, I think Buffalo sucks. I mean, I think you have Josh Allen, who's unbelievable, and then you have that team that sort of sucks. I mean, I just don't think they're very good. But, I mean, is Allen good enough to drag that team to a Super Bowl? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But the way I see it as of today, I'm picking Denver and the Rams, and I think the Rams win easily. I mean, I think that you have like a 31-10 Super Bowl. That's what I envision. All right, quick break. When we get back, our favorite Christmas song of all time and more college football.
This Sunday, the Clemson Tigers are taking the short drive up I-85 to play a neutral site contest against Cincinnati in the Bon Secours Arena in Greenville, a tough Big 12 opponent in Cincinnati. And with this being the final non-conference game of the year, the Tigers look to make a statement with a win. Broadcast begins at 2:30 with tip-off at 3. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tip-off's at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
GraceHomeCo.com's the place. Plumbing, heat, and air with a friendly face. Electrical, too, they've got your back. Ace Plumbing, Electrical, and HVAC.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit AceHomeCo.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
The holidays are here, but pain shouldn't be part of the season. If joint pain, back pain, or a recent injury is slowing you down, OrthoLaser Spartanburg can help you feel your best. Our MLS laser therapy is safe, drug-free, and proven to reduce pain and inflammation, so you can wrap gifts, travel, and enjoy time with family. Don't let pain steal your holiday spirit. Find relief today at OrthoLaser Spartanburg and make this season feel bright again.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Oh,
Of any Christmas song ever, The Temptations, Silent Night. And I am playing the whole song, as we always do when we come back next week before we depart for Christmas vacation. So that is coming your way. But you know what? It just can't get better than that. It just can't. I mean, it's just insanely good. Bengal John, I'm coming to you. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Hey, listen, you want a fast, delicious lunch spot right off I-385? Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is the move. It's just a quick hop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville. Exit onto Butler Road towards Malden. You're there in less than a half a mile. Moretti's is serving authentic Buffalo, New York-style favorites. They hit perfectly at lunchtime. Their stone oven pizza is thicker than New York City crust. Light, crisp, never doughy. The pizza's unbelievable. And the buffalo wings, man, are you kidding me? They are outrageous. Authentic New York, Buffalo, New York, original recipes. These are the authentic buffalo wings right here in Malden. And if you want something hearty but quick, try their beef on whack. Thin sliced roast beef. They cook it 8 hours. They slice it thin. They pile it high on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish and onion juice. It's a buffalo classic and a power lunch favorite. And right now, you can make a kid's holiday brighter. Bring a toy in for their holiday toy drive and get a free cocktail or dessert as a thank you from Moretti's. How about that? Moretti's also has subs, sandwiches, wraps, burgers, salads, calzones, pasta, and more, plus a full bar and a great sports vibe, including the famous Little John Coliseum table. By the way, you want people to do things the right way? This is Moretti's. You know, when we had our Tigers for Tatas campaign, they donated a dinner for 10, which I auctioned for $1,000. And these are the kind of people you want to do business with. And then their food and everything is just incredible. So you'll thank me later. Go see them. So for your next lunch, skip the drive-through. Hit Moretti's at 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just minutes off of I-385. Moretti's, the perfect lunch spot where everyone's a regular. And again, we encourage you to bring toys in. It's that time of year. Moretti's is having a toy drive, and they will give you a free cocktail or dessert as a thank you when you bring a toy in. So please do go see my friends at Moretti's. Just great people and great food. Bengal John and then Tennessee Tiger. Bengal John, how are you, Bengal John?
I'm doing good, Walt. Thank you for taking my call.
Merry Christmas.
Late,
Merry Christmas, John.
You as well, Walt. You as well.
Thank you.
Hope you and Ramona and all the staff there, you know how much I love you guys. Hope you have a blessed and Merry Christmas.
Same to you, John. Right back.
Well, I'm going to give you a pick for tonight, 24-17 Alabama. I haven't been able to listen to the show all day. I've been busy. But you may have to elaborate this on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit pissed because since Lane Kiffin left Ole Miss is now driving up prices for everybody that LSU wants. I know you've discussed this in the past, that we need some guardrails. We need, and I know Jason's mentioned it. A lot of people have mentioned it. But here's my problem with this, Walt. When you put out there a player, and you've mentioned this numerous occasions, and that player is worth number of dollars to LSU or Oklahoma or whomever. And then you take a team like Ole Miss that really didn't have as much of a collective as some of the bigger schools are now stepping up to try to go get players from LSU because Lane has left and so on and so forth. How does that work long term? And what I mean, my question is, how do you differentiate how much money do you need to put into a player, and how does that player make a decision based on just money? Because that's what it's come down to. And Ole Miss is doing it. I mean, they're going after anybody they can get because they feel like they've been shafted. And in one sense, I can't blame them. On the other side of the coin, is it worth spending? I mean, is this a $50,000 player or is this a $100,000 player? You get what I mean?
Yeah, you know, John, it's the you're still making player evaluations like you always did. It's just the stakes have gone up. Now there's money behind all of it. And so, you know, before when you lost and when you missed on a player, you just missed on a player. Now when you miss on a player, it comes with a financial price as well. And if you miss on too many, you know, like some of these teams have done in recent years, like a Florida State or whatever, you're going to pay a real price for missing, a literal and figurative price. And so it has increased the stakes of this whole situation. Look, this is an ugly situation. I wanted to play this clip. Maybe I'll play it next week. But I have a 3.5-minute clip from P.J. Fleck, the coach at Minnesota. I've got others, too. I've got Eli Drinkwitz and others. But P.J. Fleck, and he's basically smiling the whole time he's talking about it, but he's talking about the realities of this system. And sometimes Minnesota is going to be able to compete, and sometimes might be the highest bidder, and other times they're not. But what I thought was most interesting about what Fleck said at the end, Fleck, at the end of his 3 minutes, he said something to the effect of, again, this is not verbatim, but he said something to the effect of, college football fans have no real idea what is going on behind the scenes. And he was like,
because they don't.
Right. He was like, whew. He said, if college football fans ever really saw what we're seeing behind the scenes, that they would be basically out of their minds, is what he's saying.
And as much as I hate Brian Kelly, he said the same thing. I mean, yeah. And Nick Saban said the same thing.
Yeah.
This has turned into a war of finances.
Yeah.
It's not about getting just the best player, but how much are you going to have to pay for that, and how much is it going to cost in the collective? And now what we've gotten is you and you know this as well as I do, Walt, because you talk about it all the time. You've now got, and I got to let this other guy get in, but you've now got where if I can pay enough money, if I can get the collective to buy in, which is exactly what Ole Miss is doing, then I can go get this guy. But what happens if that guy doesn't work? I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. LSU is willing to pay Bryce Underwood $10 million. $10 million, which is insane for a college athlete. Right?
And an athlete who left you at the altar for somebody else. That's the other side of it, John. That's the really ugly side. I mean, that's insanity. I mean, this guy screwed you over late in the process for somebody else, and now you're going to invite him back. I mean, that's how ridiculous this is. And that's what Fleck is saying. Fleck is saying, look, you people, as ugly as you think this is, he's saying you basically have no idea how really ugly it is, what's really going on, the things these players are really saying and doing. And that's what he's saying. But, you know, look, they're not alone because the coaches brought a lot of this on themselves in many ways, too. But the reality is, John, the world of college football right now is nothing but a seedy underside. It is ugly, 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 ugly. And the only thing that puts lipstick on the pig, John, is the on-field product. The stuff at the end of the end of the rainbow. If you ignore the math of how you got there, okay, if you ignore all the math and you just look at the final,
but you can buy the best team. You can buy the best team, Walt.
But what I'm saying is, John, for the viewer, okay, college football is more popular than ever. And we're going to eat up this 12-team playoff. We are going to watch this like college football has never been watched before. And so the parties that be are going to interpret that as a form of success. And in a way,
exactly, it is.
It's a form of a success that will continue to entice you down this road further towards the fruit fly experiment. And the end of that, again, everybody dies. And I think that's what we're headed for. And I don't know how you stop it. I mean, I think we are full speed.
That's a train wreck, man.
Right. I think we are full speed ahead to driving off the cliff. And I don't know when that's going to be. I mean, the cliff might not be for 15 years, but I'm pretty sure that that driving off the cliff is how this ends. I think that's where we're headed. John, Merry Christmas.
Thanks,
enjoy
Paul.
Your weekend. Thank you. We're done. I'm sorry, Tennessee Tiger and others. I will see you Monday.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Being radios, Freddie and Harry.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.